This is Lenny Winterstrom, Common Sense Health Expert. Welcome to the Wild and Free Healthy You podcast. Without your health, there isn't much joy in life. So here we talk about all facets of health, including lots of unconventional strategies, tools, and solutions from a holistic point of view. This podcast is all about motivation, inspiration, and expansion of your mind, your body, and your spirit, because your health is your number one asset, and my job is to help you protect it. Now, on to today's episode of the Wild and Free Healthy You podcast. This podcast does not provide medical advice. The purpose is to promote consumer knowledge and information on various health topics. Always seek the advice of your qualified health practitioner. Well, I hope you are having an amazing day today. Thank you for joining me for this podcast. We're going to talk about obliterating overwhelm. Have you ever felt overwhelmed? You know, like nothing like because of somebody's kindness, because that's a great feeling of overwhelm, right? But how about these feelings, like a clenched stomach with a sinking feeling of dread, not wanting to get out of bed to face yet another day, going to bed and pulling the covers over your head? I guess that's kind of still not wanting to get out of bed, right? Stuffing your face with your favorite junk food. That could be ice cream, a whole bar of chocolate, a whole bag of chips. And I'm really hoping that those are like organic and healthy bars of chocolate, over 70%. Cacao and healthy chips that are organic grains and hopefully, you know, already soaked grains. Those are kind of hard to find, right? Healthy ice cream. Anyway, how about feeling paralyzed and unable to stop your racing thoughts of how you can run away? Feeling like you were in a super thick patch of quicksand, slowly watching yourself go under. Help. Feeling like you're suffocating and unable to breathe. Okay, I'm going to date myself here, but Calgon, take me away. Yeah, you know, those feelings, very honestly, they're tough ones. And it's not like I don't experience these, but I could go on and on because these are some of the feelings I've experienced myself, as you can tell. And also those that friends, clients, family, they've expressed to me the same things. I mean, they're just human feelings, right? Sometimes we just want to run away or hide. At those moments, letting that quicksand suck me under always seemed like a better option at the moment than facing whatever I felt was overwhelming me. That's really how I used to deal with it. And so I had to come up with a plan. I had to figure things out. It's like, what was overwhelming me and why? It's like, what is this mysterious overwhelm anyway? So I looked it up one day in the dictionary because I thought, well, let me just define this for myself, because I knew what it was, like emotionally, physically, I knew exactly what it was. We all do, right? But this is what the Merriam-Webster dictionary defines overwhelm. It says, to cause someone to have too many things to deal with. That sounds like a pretty easy description, right? So it sounds simple enough, but it's such a short description for a word that can cause such intense feelings of physical, mental, and emotional discomfort and pain. So my goal today is just to simplify the feeling of overwhelm for you and to match the short and simple definition of this crazy word that can feel so ominous, overpowering, and create such agony in your life and mine when I don't take my own advice, which I sometimes don't do. So in the past, if I had a big task to accomplish, basically, I'm going to give you eight tips that I've written out for myself that I'll go back to every once in a while just to say, okay, where am I lacking here? And it really has helped me. So what I've done, if I have a task that seems to be overflowing with lots of moving parts, which I do right now, I have this podcast, I have my subscription website that I'm putting together behind the scenes, which is LennyMotivates.com. And I've got to put that, like everything together there. And it's just, it is kind of a little bit overwhelming, everything all together. And plus we travel in the RV and it's like, will I have signal to interview my interviewees, or will I have the ability to do a podcast or an episode for you? And it's just, it goes on and on and on. So if I didn't have a written plan, because these are a lot of moving parts, right? So if I didn't have a written plan for what I'm doing, and if it was something out of my comfort zone, which what I'm doing is totally out of my comfort zone, if I had procrastinated, or if I didn't have a good working knowledge of the work required for me to complete that task, that basically is lack of clarity, right? But what it really comes down to is fear. Fear of the unknown. That's really what overwhelm is, because you're not clear on what it is that you want to do. And so that is one of the most massive triggers for overwhelm for all of us, right? We just don't know. It's fear of the unknown. So one of the things that would happen to me, in fact, it still happens on occasion, especially when I'm, because I'm not the most techie inclined, right? So my mind quickly goes to, who can help me? Quick, who can help me? Because I'd feel frozen and paralyzed with panic and overwhelm. I'd think, well, maybe somebody else would be better at this than me. So I'd like think, okay, who can help me? Who can help me with this? And, you know, it's just, I was looking for anything that would cure that feeling and get me back to the safety of my comfort zone, back to what I knew, back out of the fear zone, right? So this is the solution that I came up with for me. And I know it'll work for you because we're all just people and we all have basically a lot of the very same emotions. So I call it the overwhelm. I call this the overwhelm monster, right? And the overwhelm monster comes a calling. And I just doesn't make me very happy when that monster comes a calling. And I'm going to call it a he, just because that's just what I want to call this little monster. And I like to look at it with a, I like to make it look not all scary because I don't want anything else to be scary. So, because it's already enough. So I make it look kind of like a cute little funny cookie monster. And that's kind of how I make my little monster look at. But these things are something that if you want to overcome your own overwhelm, you need to put these into practice so that you can avoid the overwhelm monster as well. So here's your magic antidote, because it's a magic elixir that I have created for myself, and I'm going to share it with you. So again, when I neglect to take my own advice, the overwhelm monster tosses me into its bag, throws me over his shoulder, and he carries me away kicking and screaming because I haven't taken control of the situation. So in life and business, in a relationship, overwhelm happens when these elements are missing or they're present, right? Boundaries haven't been set, so you don't know when to say no, not even to yourself. So you'll just keep on doing, especially like I can tell you in my business, it's like I just keep having all these thoughts like I can do this and I can do that and I can add that. And then I just start feeling like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to get all of this done. And I can't. This is where I just have to put one foot in front of the other. But a realistic and attainable time frame to accomplish a task hasn't been set. And I'll tell you what has really worked for me, especially this year, is the 12-week year. That book has really set me on such a good path. Basically, I have 4 years in a year. So each year is 3 months. So each quarter is basically a year. And I tell you, I've got my podcast up, I've got my website up, and it's taken me years to, I mean, I have different websites and other things, but the LennyMotivates.com is my main website, and I really want to get that subscription area together, and I really, really wanted to get a podcast together, because I just want to get everything that I've learned out to you. I want to share everything that I've learned, and I want to help you to get on your health journey, mind, body, and spirit. And in case that you might be a mile behind down the road from me, I want to lift you up. And so everything that I have learned, I wanted to put all that out into the universe. So, and I hadn't been able to do it before. So the 12-week year really helped me to set those tasks and have a realistic and attainable time frame to accomplish them. So I've been doing that now, and it just feels so good this year. Anyway, another thing that might happen is a situation is thrust upon you without any prior notice. It could be from an authority in your life, like the sudden death of a loved one, and all of a sudden you have to take care of the responsibilities or whatever it is. It's just like something is just thrust upon you, and so that's going to create stress, right? So when you don't have a clear strategy and a timeline for accomplishing what needs to get done, so those four things are things that you really need to really pay attention to. So the boundaries haven't been set, a realistic and attainable time frame to accomplish a task hasn't been set, a situation is thrust upon you without any prior notice, and when you don't have a clear strategy and timeline for accomplishing what needs to get done. These are the things that I've written out for myself. So here is what my magical elixir, and I've spelled it all out so that you can avoid the overwhelm monster hiding and just ready to bust out and carry you away in that little sack across his back. So here's how you can obliterate overwhelm and the overwhelm monster. Number one, right? You are your number one asset. And you know, I always say that your health is your number one asset. And so I'm here to help you protect that. And that is what I do. Everything that I do, it's because of that. It's like, I want you to protect your own number one asset. I'm just going to give you as much guidance as I possibly can. Anything that I have learned in my 50-something years. So it's highly discouraging when I ask people what their number one asset is. And very honestly, I don't get me, my health. You'll get, well, my car, my house, my bank account. It's like, no, entrepreneur. No, your health is your number one asset. So if you're not taking care of your number one asset, then how can you take care of anyone or anything else? So you always have to keep that in mind, because when the overwhelm monster rears its ugly head, or cute head, but however you want to look at it, but when overwhelm starts setting in and panic starts setting in, this is the time to take some time and just to breathe and to recognize like where you are in life and get present and literally just be grateful for what you have in that moment and just slow down and recognize that you are the most important thing. No, not paying the mortgage, although that has to happen, not getting your website up or not getting the next podcast, next episode up on the podcast. I'm speaking to myself there. Not anything that it is, not getting dinner done, not getting to work on time. What's going to happen if you don't get to work on time? You're going to become an entrepreneur, right? Because then you don't have to go to work on time. No. But you know what I'm saying? What is the worst thing that can happen? You can get fired. Well, maybe that job wasn't for you anyway. All I'm saying is just like go to the worst case scenario, and how bad can it possibly be? It's mostly in your head. Okay. Know your limitations and set boundaries. This is number two. Know your limitations and set your own personal boundaries. Don't take on more than you can handle, and be firm about your decision. That is one thing. I'd get all wishy-washy. I'd say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to take on any more than that. And then, okay, well, I could do this. Okay, because I volunteer at a food bank. Okay, I could go do this or I could do that. I could also help here, or I can just so many things that somebody calls and needs your help to go help them with moving, or I mean, you want to help as many people as you possibly can, but you also have to go back to number one, right? Take care of number one, your health. So that's always going to come. I'm always going to come back to number one, and that's your health is your number one asset. You are your number one asset. I put your health all in one thing, mind, body, and spirit. But you got to know your limitations, and you have to set boundaries. And you can't take on more than you can handle, because if you do, you're going to just smother yourself. And then there's going to be all kinds of resentment and anger and all these negative vibrational type of things that are no fun. So if you know your limitations and you set those boundaries, you don't have to deal with that, especially if you're firm about your decision. This is what I will do. This is what I won't do. Okay. And then there you go. Because we live in a super busy time. Everybody is overloaded and everybody is busy. So people are not really mean-spirited, but they're going to pass anything off on you that they can. And if you're there with your little catcher's mitt, yeah, I'll do it. This means adding to what may be in an already overflowing basket. So why would you do that to yourself? All right, back to number one. What's your number one asset? Yay! Yes, you got it. Your health, mind, body, and spirit. Number three, learn to say no. Now, this, I know we kind of talked about this, but this sounds like such a simple thing. But if you're anything like me, it is probably one of the hardest items on this list. You know, it may not help you when you're in that tornado of overwhelm, but it could very well be the reason you're in that position in the first place. So especially if you're a woman, you know, or if you're a people pleaser, you know, we want to be helpful. So we'll say yes to helping at the church bazaar, baking cookies for the Girl Scout party, you know, all kinds of stuff. If we're already feeling stressed out about our commitments, we'll still be saying that. So number two and number three, they're kind of the same thing. Know your limitations and set boundaries. But saying no is, you can know your limitations and you can set boundaries, but sometimes there are other things that come up and you just have to say no. N-O, big no. Okay, so they're kind of one and the same, but they're not. So just learn to say no. That's number three. Number four, ask for help and then allow the help. Allow somebody to help you, because a lot of people think it's a sign of weakness if they ask for help. You know, to me, it is a sign of strength when you know your limitations and your ability to accomplish tasks. So, you know, just allow the help. If somebody is able to help you and you're feeling overwhelmed, let them. Just let them. And I'm kind of emphasizing this because I am horrible at this. I don't want to bother. That is one of the worst things for me. And I don't know where this comes from, but I'm always like, I don't want to bother. I don't want to bother people. I don't want to create a burden for them. But that is not for me to decide if that is a burden for them. It is for them to decide if I've created a bother or burden for them. They are the ones that have their own boundaries and their limitations, and they are the ones that have to say no to me. But if they say yes, then I need to be able to accept that. And so it's just very importante that we ask for help and we don't think that we're a bother, and that we allow a person to say, to help us if we need help. Okay, so number five, write it down. Write it down on a piece of paper, actually, like in a journal would be even better, so that you can see it. Literally see it. S-E-E. You want to be able to see it. It's an important key to obliterating overwhelm, because once it's out of your head and onto in your journal or on a piece of paper, it just doesn't look so scary. But it's, you know, it's just not so difficult. But we're going to do that as we go into this way, by using number six, which is, we're going to break that down into bite-sized pieces. You're going to break it down so that whatever you're facing doesn't look so massive, scary, and difficult to do. Because that's one of the things I learned in the 12-week year. It's a great book, by the way. It just break it down into those attainable, reachable goals. It really, really helps. So then this is the kicker. This is number seven. Do the most difficult thing first and get it off the list. The more quickly you get the thing off your list, the ones that are the most unpleasant to you, and you get them checked off, check. That feels so good. Doesn't it feel good when you have a list and you just check that off? Anyway, the better you're going to feel. You're just going to feel amazing when you get that done. And you know it because you've done it. And you check that off and it's like, feels so good. Yep. All right. So, you know, I want you to apply that diligently to all facets of your life, but especially when it comes to overwhelm, right? Here's this statement right here. I want you to apply this to all facets of your life. The speed of implementation is your fastest way to success, because procrastination is going to lead you directly into the fangs of the overwhelm monster. So if you just get it done, if there's something you need to get it done, just get it done. You know, this is like so ridiculous. I probably shouldn't even admit it, but it just, you know, laundry or dishes sometimes. I mean, I'll be working all day long, working on, you know, interviews or what, working on my website or anything, and I'm just brain dead. And I get to the end of the night, I'm making dinner, and I love cooking, right? That's one of my favorite things. So I'll make stuff. It's relaxing to me to chop up the veggies and, you know, make a salad or something. It's just relaxing. It's like meditative to me. And I can commune with the veggies. They just, you know, it's a life force, and it makes me happy. But then it comes to the dishes at the end, and they're not even difficult, especially if I don't if I'm not cooking anything and it's all raw or something. And it's not even that difficult, but they'll just be looking at me and it's like, oh my God, I start thinking about it and thinking about it. And the more I think about it, the more overwhelming it becomes. It's just another thing. And so if I just do it, it gets done. And then I won't have to look at it in the morning because I can't stand to get up and see dishes in the sink. So anyway, that's what one of the things. I mean, the speed of implementation is your fastest way to success. So just get it done. Just do it without thinking about it. If you overthink it, it's going to be like crazy. And then the last one is just do one thing at a time. Don't allow yourself to get distracted by anything else, especially another one of the tasks on your list of things to do. I'm so guilty about this myself. So this is why I created this list, because I have to look at it and I have to remind myself all the time, because the overwhelm monster is like always right there. He's not under the bed anymore because I'm not little. He's just like just waiting for me to let my head get in the way. So those, you know, I mean, that overwhelm monster, he's always lurking, but you are in control. So remember, you don't have to allow the overwhelm monster into your life. These steps that I've provided, that I've written down for myself and that I practice, they'll help you to keep that overwhelm monster away so that you never have to see those razor sharp monster teeth or blunt ones or however you see. You don't see them staring you in the face and creating those feelings of being out of control, the terror, the overwhelm. Because it doesn't need to happen. It's just in our heads. Anyway, you're going to empower yourself so you'll be in the driver's seat of your own life, and overwhelm will dissipate and never have the advantage over you again. Wouldn't that be nice if it were never? Just like, it'll never, ever happen again. Well, if you implement these and you stay present, because that's really the biggest key, is just staying present and just being in the moment. But how difficult is that with all the distractions that we have today? So we have to be realistic. And this is why I wrote these things out for myself. I just do my best to put these into practice, you know, as many of these tips as possible. And I just like to knock the overwhelmed monster on his arse anytime that I can. So I hope this has been real helpful to you and that you have enjoyed this. And next episode, we're going to be talking about our hormones. So I hope that you'll come back for that. And I just truly appreciate you. I hope you have an amazing day, night, evening, whatever you're doing. Right now, just to end this, it's such a beautiful day. I'm in a place called Chatfield Park, and we've taken the RV out, which is so cool. We had some people, well, contractors that are banging away on our house. They're putting up new siding. And so we came out here, and it's just, you know, we had snow all day yesterday. It was crazy. And then the day before, it was just incredibly beautiful, just so pretty, sunshine and everything. And then yesterday, snow like crazy, like one of the, not the biggest snowstorm, but like big arse flakes, crazy. And then today, it was cold this morning. And then now it's just so, just incredibly beautiful, beautiful, beautiful for spacious, guys, and green trees. And I can smell the pine trees, the juniper, the grass, and there's pine cones all over the meadow. So I'm just sitting out here, and I wish you were here with me because it's just so beautiful. And this is such a great place to just listen to the birds and get into just being. So no overwhelm monster here. I came out here to just talk to you about all of these great, awesome steps to avoid the overwhelm monster, your new antidote. eight steps to this antidote. You know, take one or all, and that's actually another one. It's just, I mean, when you get present, just get outside and ground yourself. Literally, just take your shoes off, go outside. You may not be in a meadow. You may be, you know, in a concrete jungle. Who knows where you are, but wherever you are, find a patch of concrete or grass or something that is alive, dirt, anything. And the ocean, oh my gosh, but one of the best places for me anyway, that I love. And just anything, just put your feet down and just earth for like, I don't know, at least try and take at least 5 minutes, but even a minute, you're going to like literally get all rid of all the craziness and all the negative ions. I should say positive. Basically, you're going to neutralize all the oxidants right? You're going to connect with Mother Earth, and you're just going to feel amazing and feel much better. So connect. That's a good way to get rid of the overwhelm monster. That's your bonus. So thank you for listening. I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll see you on the next episode. You be good. Take care of yourself, and remember that you are your number one asset. And I'm going to ask you that again, right? What's your number one asset? What do I want to hear? You know, I want to hear me, my health, mind, body, and spirit, whatever it is, that is your number one asset, all right? Don't forget that. I love you so incredibly mucho. You be good. Ciao. Thanks for listening to the Wild and Free Healthy You podcast. I hope you learned something new. I appreciate you so incredibly mucho. Make sure you always take care of you first, because your health is your number one asset. I'm here to help you protect it. To listen to more episodes, check out LennyMotivates.com and follow me on Instagram at LennyMotivates. Don't forget to share this podcast with family and friends. Remember to always be your biggest fan and your biggest cheerleader, because no one can love you more than you can. Take care of you. Ciao.